token. For that music, you know it. Radio show. Welcome to the new world. That's it. The new world is waiting for us. As I hear it, the Pleiadians have it ready for us already. It's out there in the parking lot under a tarp. And it's up to us to turn the key to see what's waiting for us. It's our responsibility to raise our vibration because that is the key to get into the 5D. Hey, that's a poem. Let me write that down quickly. Talk about poems. I might read one later. All I have to say is, like, I'm just going to talk about this for 1 second. We all know the stupid thing that they're just beating to death on the news. I just got to talk about it for like 10 seconds here. I was eating in a diner. They had CNN on the screen, and that's all they talked about while I was eating my whole meal was like what the president said. And I wish somebody had, the intelligence to just ask the question, like, or this, it would have been nice if somebody had stood up and said, before we say anything bad about what we're making a big issue over nothing here, about one word that the President of the United States says, and by the way, everybody who's talking about him, they're all hypocrites because everybody talks like that and says a few four-letter words now and then. People that claim they don't, well, there might be a few of them, but most of the crowd, they're liars because, you know, I'm a realist. People talk like that. They use language like that in private situations. And let's not make a, federal case out of it. But somebody should have said, before we criticize this, let the first one who hasn't used a bad word cast the first bad statement against the president, and that would have shut about 99% of them up. Well, I just had to say that. Okay, let's just move on to something really important. Like, hey, this is a call-in radio show. That's important. Number here is 888-627-6008. That's it. That's beyond a secret agent. 888-627-6008. If you have one of those things called a telephone, it'll work. You punch those numbers in, and it'll connect you to the show, and then you can connect the dots with your words, your ideas, and you can share something with the listening audience. It really doesn't matter what you talk about. I'm pretty well-versed on any topic. But talking about topics, I just have to mention a basic statement here. In case nobody told you, co-creation is the way of the universe. And a perfect example is, hey, people have children, you know? We've always been told the basic story, well, there's the male, the female, the body parts and the little fishy swims into the egg and all that stuff there, okay? And most of us go through our lives thinking that's the whole process, and that is kind of co-creation. You got two humans there. But the co-creation of a human being actually requires other things of what a real human being is, one that has a soul and et cetera, and has a multi-dimensional connection. Yes, other things have to take place to make you the human being. And those things enter into the fetus that's forming at different particular points in time. And this is important information to be talked about. You know, there's always people crying about abortion, you know, this, I'm for it, I'm against it, but nobody's, my phrase I use, nobody's talking a real conversation here, because if we're going to talk about children being born and what really makes up a child, it's more than just what the male physical human and the female physical human do to for the growth of a real human being. There's the spiritual factors that get entered in, injected at different points in time. There's the soul, or the start of the soul, and that's something else. One thing leads to another. This is an educational show, by the way. There's a lot more to a soul. A soul is an evolving thing, and you, the individual, which is defined by your personality, which is given to you by, you could call it God, for a source and center, or whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter what you call it, it's a reality. Your personality is given to you, and that is part of what develops into your soul. And because you've been given free will during the course of your life, you are co-creating your soul. It's not that cut and dry thing that you've been told in the past. And there's so much to inform yourself about that. We don't have time to get into it, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm doing my part to educate the human race, because most of us are walking around in the dark. You know, life can be the blind leading the blind. And in case anybody wonders why I talk so fast, hey, I'm from New York, doing a show out of New York, you know, in New York. I mentioned it last week. We talk fast. We walk fast. We talk fast. And that's our way of doing things. And I like doing things fast, because you get more squeezed into the same amount of time. A lot of times I listen to the show before mine, you know, just to, you know, see what I can pick up. And there was a lot of interesting things said. I listened to a good part of the last show, in case you're a holdover audience member from the last show. And I don't agree with everything everybody says, because I'm an independent thinker. And hey, you know, I'm going to say what my intuition tells me, what my feelings tell me. I go with my first thought usually. And I have a big library of information to call on when I'm thinking. I have what I call is a fine-tuned mind. And you can have one too. But you got to start early in life if you want a fine-tuned mind. Nah, you can get it later, but I started real early in life. And because I wanted to understand why things were the way they were. And I wanted to be part of the grown-up world. And I was conversing with the grown-ups. By the time I was 5 years old, I could have extremely intelligent conversation with any adult on just about any topic. And I, though TV is bad for us, I was learning a lot about the world through watching TV. I started maybe when I was about 3 years old. And I used to like watching the movies, and because my mother used to stay up late watching the movies, and I was there with her watching the movies. And so I was learning a lot about the life of the world from movies at 3-4 years of age, which gave me a big start on a lot of society. So there are positive things to watching television. Of course, there was a lot more. Television is too over control today. I'll agree with the Pleiadians. You're better off probably not watching it. But when I was growing up, it wasn't that bad yet, and you could learn a lot if you watched at a real early age, because you could learn about things that would take you 20 years to learn in real life experiences. And if you can learn it in a couple of weeks of watching TV every night and a variety of movies, hey, you were educating yourself. And so, going back to where I was here, like when I think I'm not saying this to brag, but when I think, there's probably 1,000 to maybe 10,000 thoughts run through my head in less than a second. Your mind is capable of doing that. I think my awareness of thoughts travel, I think, 10 to the 41st power, way faster than the speed of light. So it's possible to think that many things when you're running your mind at a good capacity. And like they say, you know, when people have a near-death experience, their whole life flashes before them. And it's quite possible. If thoughts can travel at 10 to the 41st power, that alone says for a lot can happen in a second. So anyhow, back to the last show, there was mentioned about the moon. And I've heard these other theories. You probably heard them too. Some people, you know, there was talk about, the moon is kind of like owned by ETs on the dark side. And as was being talked, yeah, they're sending out a bad frequency to keep us locked in control, so to prevent us from evolving. But the things I have a beef with, because I've a lot of my research comes from reading other people's books, believe it or not. Most of my research comes from first-hand experiences, but some things you just have to get from books because it's, you know, I don't have a fleet of spacecraft and I can't go to the moon, and I don't have a time travel machine, so I can't go back 14 billion years or even before that, maybe, to see what was going on. So I have to rely on certain information like that to get out of books from reliable sources, and we all have to make our own determinations what is a reliable source and what isn't. So anyhow, back to the moon, there was the talk about, some people say the moon's hollow, some people say it was brought here. Well, the sources of information that I find to be reliable, because the information I'm talking about was revealed to the human race before it was put in a book. It wasn't written down by men. It was like, imagine somebody materialized a book in your living room. It was already written, never touched by human hands, and the information was there, and the identification of who were the authors, it was in relation to what the known universal records are of our planet, our solar system, how it all began in relation to the universal records that are untainted, held in places other than the Earth, other than the solar system, out of the reach of the dark side. You know, if it's in the higher dimensions, the dark side cannot go there because there's itsy-bitsy negative vibrations will prevent them from going into those realms, and therefore they can't get there and just taint official records, and no doubt that's where the untainted records are. So this information I'm talking about that I rely on in regard to the moon, and it makes perfect sense to me, and hey, somebody can prove to me that the source of information claimed by celestial beings who claim to be in the voluntary service of the real God and the real overseers of mankind, prove to me they're liars, and maybe I'll consider something else. But here's the information I have on the moon. According to the universal records, the moon, once the solar system started forming, there were 12 planets, yes. As the sun was cooling down and other masses started circling around it, the official record is there were 12 planets. And at the particular time, the moon might have been one of those 12 planets because in the beginning, when the planets started circling, the universal records tell us that the moon was the same size as the Earth. And it was simply there are certain things that we could say happened by chance in regard to meteors hitting objects over the long period of time. So the moon is as old, basically, as the Earth, because it was there as a planet revolving around the sun, however many billion years exactly ago that was. But just so happens, of the two almost identical size spheres, the Earth and the moon, 4 billion years ago or whatever, the Earth just happened to be getting hit by more meteors, and it was increasing the size of the Earth. And over billions of years, that's what happened to eventually where they got to the sizes where they are now. And that's the explanation. And once we got to, you know, or a little before to where we are now, eventually, because the Earth was growing in size by capturing more meteors and other space debris to make it larger, eventually the moon got pulled into the gravitational orbit of the Earth, and that's why the moon revolves around the Earth. Now, that's the story I believe, because from where it's sourced, all the other stories are sourced from ET stories. And we know not all the ETs are truth tellers. And then we know some of the people are just, you know, dark side makes up stories all. And there's always, you know, people looking to speculate. And let me take a guess. The moon, it sounds like it's hollow, you know? And sure, anybody can say that, but they never proved that statement. And maybe there is a big hollow space in the moon. But regardless of that, I still choose to believe the story that the moon and the Earth were the same size during the beginning of the solar system. And it makes perfect sense to me that just by chance, a lot of meteor and space debris hit the Earth more than the moon, and that's why the Earth became bigger. And then the smaller one, the moon, eventually ended up orbiting around our Earth. Hey, it makes sense to me. And the other factor, I mean, sure, we know recent information, sure, it's inhabited by ETs on the dark side, and probably other races have come there. If you were, you know, some other race out of some other galaxy, it would make sense to land on the moon before you landed on the Earth, because it's easier to get on and off, and you can use it as a base. And whenever the moon stopped spinning, it became cool hideout, you know? Land on the dark side of the moon, creatures on the Earth will never see you. Because the moon, you know, the dark side doesn't come around for us to see. Great hideout place. Here's another discrepancy I found. Going to the same source, the Universal Records, they say the moon is coming closer to the Earth a quarter inch approximately every year. And they said eventually it'll come to around 11,000 miles. It'll be really big then. And at that point, the tidal forces will break apart the moon and we'll have rings around the Earth, something similar to Saturn. Okay, but all the orthodox Earth information, which a lot of it could be lies, because orthodox Earth scientists are quite often under the control of the dark side that rules our world. They're saying the moon is going away from us. And of course, that fits hand in glove with, you know, deceptive groups. They'll take the exact opposite of the truth and try to perpetrate that as the truth. So there's a lot of investigation that needs to be done there. You do your own investigation, but I'm convinced that the moon started the same size as the Earth, and I'm convinced that, you know, I'm going to listen to what I call the better source, that is getting a quarter inch closer every year. Meanwhile, there's more important issues to be concerned about with the moon, who's on the dark side, how bad they're interfering with us, and do we need to go there and take re-control of it. So, That's the education of the move. Well, let me tell you, hey, the education never stops here. And by the way, if you have something educational to say, call in. Call in number here is 888-627-6008, beyond that of a secret agent. Just remember that. When you call in a phone number that ends in 008, you've already empowered yourself beyond that of a secret agent. And don't forget to dial 888 in the beginning. That's the toll-free number. Did you know that? 888-627-6008 or 008. 888-627-6008. Here's something that you might want to start looking around just to refresh your mind of how what a stupid world we're living in. There's been some recent corrections on this, but we've all seen it, the so-called medical symbology. The two entwined snakes around the rod, supposed to be medical representation. Now, you know, I just stumble across information now and then. That's how you learn a lot of times. You just stumble across it. And the information that I had stumbled across that called my attention to it was that two snakes around a staff is called the rod of Caduceus, or was introduced by Hermes. That does not represent, you know, medical medicine in any way. It's not a good symbol. But unfortunately, you know, people have been tricked into accepting it was. I don't know whether the government started that. I heard it might have been the military started using that symbology. And we know militaries are always under the control of dark sides to some extent. But the medical symbol is what's called the rod of Asclepius. It only has one snake around the rod, and that's the proper medical emblem. So next time you see an ambulance going down the street, see if it has the rod of Asclepius on it, the one snake. That's the proper one. And you'll find, by the more you look around, there's a few with the one snake, but most of them still have the two snake. In fact, there's so many movies that have been made. I think they even had the wrong one in Star Trek. but that's important information to know. And here's another bit of important information. We're always catching glimpses of world affairs. And they do this in the New York Stock Exchange, too, the clapping routine. Yep. In fact, that's a control tactic. Oh, yes, it is. When you get everybody in the room to clap, you're harnessing their power. Now, we know we go to music events or something like that, theatrical events. When the performance is good, the people clap. But that's voluntary. And a lot of good energy comes out of that. But the dark forces know about this, and they take advantage of it. If you notice, occasionally we'll see on the news or something, everybody's favorite country, North Korea, and Rocket Man there, which I think is a good name for him, Little Rocket Man, sees to it that everybody claps when he wants them to clap. And he's harnessing their power, and he's keeping control of them with the clapping. And if you ever notice when they do the business news that they don't do a big grand clapping thing, but symbolically they do it, New York Stock Exchange, they ring the bell, and the group of people up top, everybody has to clap. You know, it's a power control technique. And something to be aware of. because manipulation of energy, stealing of energy, forcing people to give their energy over to you goes on every day. And these are little tricks that they used to do this. Important things to learn about life. And here's another important thing. People are always mentioning about dangers of cell phones and dangers of all the energy going, Wi-Fi, computers, etc., etc. There's a lot of energy. There's too much energy traveling through the airwaves. And you need to use a little common sense in life. If you have any understanding how the human body works, it's good, I think, a Twilight Zone episode called The Body Electric, which is that title is taken from somebody's book who wrote a book called The Body Electric. And basically, our nervous system is electrical pulses, and our brain is electrical pulses. It's low-voltage electrical pulses. So when you have a lot of high frequencies traveling through the air, as we do, we have an unbelievable amount today, it's going to affect your brain, because the very powerful electrical frequencies are going to interfere with the low voltage frequencies in your brain. And I started noting this about 10 years ago, that people are making simple mistakes that they never used to do, like reversing numbers. Everybody does this now. I do it occasionally myself, too, because our brains are being that bombarded with powerful electrical frequencies. Like, you want to write the number 1234 down, and what will happen? You'll see yourself writing 1324. Or you'll speak it to somebody, and you'll reverse two of the numbers. Instead of 1234, you'll talk to somebody, oh, yeah, the number's 2134. You know? Doesn't mean you're getting senile. It has to do with we're all being affected by this. I've seen everybody make mistakes like this. Another thing, you know, everybody, you're on your computer, you're typing, you're emailing or Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, you're on the keyboard. Start noticing how many mistakes you start making and reversing letters, because we're all doing it. And it's not happening by chance. It's the effects of too much powerful energies being broadcasted through the air. We have too much already, and which brings us to 5G. It's on the way. It's there. They got this. You need to start looking in your neighborhood on top of the telephone poles. You'll see like one, two, or three garbage can-sized cylinders hanging on the top of your telephone pole, if you have telephone poles where you live. And it's happening everywhere now. It's like a Twilight Zone horror movie happening, or a science fiction horror movie happening, where all of a sudden these things are popping up all over the place. And nobody's paying attention to it. Well, you better, because when the command is given to turn up the frequency, these things are going to start killing you at a very fast rate. All of a sudden, your health, your body's going to fall apart. You're going to start getting cancer, and it's not going to be happening by chance. This is all intended to happen. They're trying to kill, you know, there's a plan to get rid of 95% of the human race. This is real. We have to be concerned about this, and they're sneakily putting these garbage can repeaters up on the telephone poles. They tell you, oh, we need to do that. I mean, that's the official story, to give you Wi-Fi and to give you the new 5G. Well, they're all around. You better be wary of this, because they haven't turned on the juice yet, but they're setting it up to be able to turn on the juice. And here's another little telltale sign. Start noticing, you know, there's always been electric wires going between one telephone pole to another. Start taking some new looks at all the wires hanging between to telephone poles. Right now, they're in the process of hanging all these thicker cables between telephone poles. And they, a lot of them, they have loose ends with coiled wires just waiting to be connected. This is happening all over America now. You know, this is like a horror science fiction movie. It's being played out, and they're setting it up. So when Mr. Big makes the call, okay, turn on the juice, everybody within reach of these short distance of these telephone poles, and I've seen on some streets, they have one on every telephone pole down the street. And they'll have them on the main streets. They'll have three at the corner, three in the middle of the block, three at the next corner. And I've seen them with even four garbage can canisters up on the top of the telephone poles. And as the word is out, too, you have children. You better be concerned. Next time you drive your kids to school or drive by your school where your kids are attending, just check out the telephone poles and see all the things they have there. Plus the new big cell phone towers, they're setting them up all over the place. And all of these things can be turned into weapons. And part of the thing about focusing a lot of this negative energy around schools is because they've already figured out with certain frequencies they can make your children sterile. It's going on already. The sterile thing is probably happening already. The 5G thing hasn't been put, hasn't been plugged in yet, but they're setting it up to plug it in. And it'll be some evil person will make the decision, one of the, you know, ruling world families or the ETs who run this world, you know. I figured it out a long time ago. It's the beings from the 12 planets. They are the ones, they're the biggest evil source on our planet. They've been here for 445,000 years. They're the ones who disconnected 10 of our DNA strands. That's why we only operate on two. Pleiadians are doing a lot of talking about that now. Pleiadians are our friends. They're our good guys, but there's got to be a Pleiadian imposters out there, too. In fact, it was a good movie, and I love science fiction movies because they have all the little secrets they're revealing in science fiction movies, and you should pay attention to them because I've made mention of this before. In a science fiction movie, everything in a science fiction movie is going to be telling you one of three things. It's going to tell you about something that's being done behind the scenes now, or something that's been done behind the scenes before, or something that's going to show up in the near future behind the scenes that's going to be working against you. So anyhow, right, this world is most heavily ruled by the 12th planet. Sure, there's other bad ETs here now, and there was an educational... back when they were still doing VHS, because I bought it, because I buy educational videos by the Academy of Futuristic Science, put this one out, I think it was 1993 or something, and the gentleman being interviewed was saying that, we're talking back in 1993 now, there were 41 hostile negative ET groups working with secret military groups here on Earth. Of course, the worst ones are the 12th planet. They've been here 445,000 years. They're the ones that created the half-breed race, which became known as the Blue Blood race, which the became known as the Aryan race, which, you know, powerful ruling families like to trace themselves back to. And they make sure that their half-breed bloodlines are the ones who are ruling the world. You know, check into it. And it all makes sense, too, when you start considering these. And that's how these people are in high places are making all these decisions to destroy Earth. Because it's not their planet. Their allegiance is to the 12th planet. They're half-breeds. And people have been named as half-breeds, everybody from the Queen of England down to the Rothschilds. And there's people that wanted to be of the AFB race, like we all remember a famous Hitler who wanted to revive the Aryan race, because the Aryan race is just another name for the half-breed 12 planet race. This is reality. These are the key players that are ruining our Earth, and there's plenty of new ones showing up every day. It's like a shark feeding frenzy here on Earth, you know, because the word's out, you know, it's coming to the head's soup's coming to a boil, whatever. But so anyhow, the good guys are the Pleiadians, but there's bad Pleiadians too. Yeah, there was this movie, Willie Nelson was in it, 1995 movie, Starlight or something, what it's called. Yeah, you can look it up. Google it. Google it. Willie Nelson, sci-fi movie. I think it's 1995. Well, I think he only played one sci-fi movie. I think it's called Starlight. And they're talking about the Pleiadians there. They're talking about the half-breed race. They're talking about the changeling, half-breed Pleiadian, half-earthling, or something like that. And they mention about good Pleiadians and bad Pleiadians. So, you know, there's all this talk about the Pleiadians looking here to help us. There's probably a few bad ones out there that are looking to deceive us. You know, let the buyer beware or whatever. You got to, you know, test the waters. There's that old, and this is my complaint. I bring it up once in a while. All these people that channel people that bring in other spirits, unless you took the time to ask the spirit where their allegiance is, you don't know who you're dealing with. There's imposters. It's been going on for a long time. Plenty of spirit beings out there pretending to be Jesus, pretending to be this, pretending to be that, you know, and they're getting away with deceiving, because the people that are channeling them in are not doing, following, they haven't taken the time to do the rule that you got to ask the key question and you got to get the same answer three times in a row, and you can't let them deviate from that. Of course, if they're a trickster, they're going to lie to you or make some excuse, I don't have to answer it, so it will change the subject. So these are important things to know if you're channeling spirits. Talk about people who do have connections with the good ETs. I tell them all the time, at least I talk about it on this radio, because I don't personally know anybody who's has direct contact with ETs. So I mentioned it on the radio station here. If you have direct contact with ETs, tell them to get in touch with me about the free energy machines, because I'm a creative person. I had to know how to bring these machines into our Earth without alerting the authorities that would and the power companies that would want to stop it from happening. There's a way to do it. You have to be slick about it. And these are important things. So I'm putting it out there again. If you're listening to the show, you know anybody who has some good connection with the good ET guys who have the free energy machines, you know, either you make the connection or have them connect with me somehow, or, you know, maybe they can call me on the phone, you know, ET calling home or ET call me. I prefer phone conversations anyhow, and then, of course, there has to be some kind of personal meeting or something like that. And I am a trustworthy person, and if I say now to bring these machines to the general public, which would be very helpful for us evolving ourselves without interference from evil government, and most governments are evil at this point in time. And most governments have been commandeered. That's, you know, that's why they keep making one stupid decision after another, because they're being sophisticatedly mind-controlled, or simply mind-controlled. Bribery, that's a form of mind-control. That still works. And what's the other major one? Fear. But there's the AI machines now with the frequencies, and they have all kinds of tricks to mind control government people. That's why Republic-type systems don't work anymore. And please, can we get these people on the news to stop using the word democracy? Because this is not a democracy in America. I don't think there are any true democracies on the world. America is a republic, you know? You don't believe me? Well, if you can remember it, or you can look it up, you can Google it. The Pledge of Allegiance to the United States clearly says, and to the republic for which it stands. Well, there's your answer there. Don't tell me it's a democracy. We can think of all the kind of words, like it's a plutocracy, masquerading as a democracy under the premise that it's a republic. Whatever. Republics don't work anymore, not in this day and age with all the mind control going on and all the big money to bribe everyone. I tell people all the time, time to move to a referendum-only type government where everything has to be voted on, and because people can't be trusted, or they can't be trusted to keep control of their mind, because mind control is very sophisticated today. Hey, if there's anybody out there, call and show. Call and number is 888-627-6008 or 888-627-6008. And while we're talking about ETs, that reminds me. There was that famous one, Valiant Thor. Oh, is that a cool name or what? You know, is that this creature's, this ET, this personality's real name, Valiant Thor, or is that just his cover name? But the one known as Valiant Thor, I believe he's the one that met with President Eisenhower back in the 50s and offered the human race free energy. And of course, unfortunately, President Eisenhower got bullied by all the people that didn't want free energy, the people that were going to lose out with free energy, you know, oil companies, General Electric, you name it. So it never happened. Well, somebody like Valiant Thor or somebody else representing another race of evolved creatures need to get in touch with people like me. We know how to bring it. Don't ever come to Earth and approach a government. You know, if this message can be somehow transmitted to the rest of the universe, at this point in time, don't ever come to Earth and approach an official government, because they're all corrupt. And you'll be, if you want to do something good, they'll spoil it for you, or they won't participate. It's good advice for all ETs out there. Don't trust any government on Earth at this point in time. Not that there ever was a time you could trust a government, but I just thought I'd mention that. The trustworthy people are average people like me that are not part of government. And that's whom you need to communicate with, and you need to communicate with people that have the intelligence to know how to stay out of trouble, know how to keep a secret, and have the ingenuity to take a gift like free energy and begin to put it out there without causing too much public notice so that the big guys would come in and try to shut it down. That's the reality on Earth. That's the way it has to be done. And talk about realities. I've got a book out there. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. And if you're a truth seeker, you ought to buy this book, because I talk about things that nobody else talks about, period. And you can't prove me wrong on that, because I put things into this book that I never heard one human being. I've met thousands and thousands of people in my life, and I've read plenty of books, and I talk about things, important information, revelations of truth, revelations of phenomena that most people never get to experience, or maybe never will, but I've experienced it. And I have all these truths in this book that the only way you're going to become aware about these things is to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I claim it to be the most thought-provoking book at the early part of the 21st century. And believe me, there's certain things that I've learned by living a life here on Earth that even the ETs don't know about it. Because in order for them to know about some of the things that I talk about in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, they would have to have been living a life similar to that of mine. And I've been cutting a new path through the woods my whole life. And so it's very unlikely, unless they were one of my guardian angels following me around, and still they wouldn't even know how I came to these perceptions unless they were actually inside my body from the viewpoint of where I'm viewing it from inside, because if you're floating in the sky above me or something, you might be viewing it a little different. So I've got stuff in this book that nobody else, probably in the whole universe, is bringing out there, and it's available now. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. If you're a truth seeker, you will find things in this book that you're not going to find anywhere else. And it will make you a smarter person. Plus, it's an educational course in learning how to figure things out for yourself, which is an important thing that everybody needs to be doing. You know, there's all this talk about we have to evolve as individuals. Well, part of that evolving is learning how to use your, we can call it God-given gift of free will, and learning how to decipher what's true and what's not. And that's, my book teaches that. My book teaches you how to connect the dots. That's why it's called Connect the Dots Theory. It's a multifarious theory. You can look that one up in the dictionary. Because it touches on probably 100 different things. It's not just one theory. It's not the theory of relativity. And we got to stop giving these scientists too much credit. Yeah, Albert Einstein, yeah, he was good in mathematics and stuff. Well, let me tell you something. You know, we can't take away from the great things he did discover, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll tell you right now, if he was able to stand across from me right now and we were able to start revealing all the things we learned in life, he wouldn't be able to come up with 1/100th of what I experienced in life. That's right. I'm not saying that to brag. It might be 1,000th he wouldn't be able to come up with. He was a so-called genius in his speciality of physics and that. But there's so much more to life and understanding the big picture of the multidimensional reality than what Albert Einstein touched on. So let's stop giving credit for these guys that were geniuses in one specific area, but they knew nothing about all the other important things, and there are hundreds of other important things. And that's the truth, and I'm qualified to say that because I've learned that much. When I look back on, I'm not saying this to brag, but, you know, I'm talking a real conversation. I'm sure there's, you know, a few people would love me to say, oh, I'm stupid. I only know what the spirits guide me to do, and there are people walking around like that, but that's not the case in my life. It's totally different. You know, I look back on all the things I've did, and it's like I've lived 10 to 20 lives already in one life, and my life is far from over. And of course, I know about eternal life. I do have eternal life. I can't wait to get into the 5D reality, but there's a lot of important things I'd like to use the knowledge I've gained with to make things for the better while I'm still in this 3D reality. But so I'm qualified to make these statements, and that's why I make them, because I'm setting an example. There's other people out there like me that haven't learned to talk about all the things they know. You know, using Albert Einstein as an example again, yeah, you know, the old saying, jack of all trades and a master of none. All right, well, he was a master of one, mathematics and physics and theorizing down those lines. But he wasn't even a jack of all trades. And there, we know there are those people, jack of all trades and master of none. Well, in case of I have to, when I look in the mirror, you know, I know who I am. And I'm a jack of all trades and a master of many. And that's what all people should be. You know, because that's better than the other ways. And just to prove how I can jump around, one thing I mentioned in my book is the passing along of thought phenomena. You're not going to hear about this in any other book except Connected Dots Theory, about something happened, started to happen to me a long time ago, and it still happens to me. And I call it the passing along of thought phenomena. I mean, there's several possible explanations of it, but this is just how it goes. If I'm amongst a group of people, or even just me and one other person, if I think something, you know, and don't just say it right out there, what I'm thinking, within a couple of seconds, somebody else is going to pick up on that thought, and they're going to speak it. It happens all the time. Anytime I'm in a situation, I mean, basically, I'm a free-talking person. I usually just say on my mind, but occasionally, for whatever reason, I decide... because I'm thinking at 10 to the 41st power, way faster than the speed of light. Sometimes in the middle of the conversation, I'll think, well, I think about saying something, and then I hold back. And whenever I do that, someone else will come up and speak out that thought that I held back on, without exception. Happens all the time to me. Might not happen to you, but it happens to me. So the possibilities are, I call it the passing along of thoughts phenomenon, either the people I'm near heard my thought on a subconscious level, or there's the third party involved, spirit being or spirit beings watching, and they transfer that thought they heard me think and put it in somebody else's mind, and the purpose of that would be to make people like me think, who like to understand things, that there might be a third party involved. Or to get me to think that there's an invisible spirit nearby who's paying attention to my life. So, that's not the only thing. I have like dozens of things in my book like that, that nobody else talks about. And I bring up the importance of the chessboard, what it represents. I don't have time to go into that, but it's in my book. It represents a lot of things, and has to do with DNA, everything. Chessboards, it's not just a game to play. You know, the game is there for us to introduce us to the importance of a board with an 8x8 square board. Teaching us about mathematics, and eventually it'll connect with more intricate things as we evolve intellectually. It's like a kindergarten lesson in a way. So a checkerboard is the same thing. It's an introduction to taking notice of shapes, numerical mathematics, you know, the multiplication tables are in a chessboard. Think about it. You know, 2 to the 2nd power, 4 to the 2nd power. Go with it. Do your own investigation. And then I have the philosophical thing, statements I make in the book, like the purpose of the present-day ongoing wrongful manipulation of humans on a global scale is to continuously subject mankind to stressful situations, unending confrontations, and fear, so that humans will have been adequately conditioned to passively accept a one-world government takeover of planet Earth when the planned event actually happens in the very near future. I also mentioned that in relation to that statement, back in the 1990s, 2018, yeah, this year, was the date that had been set back in the 1990s for the world takeover. And there's other people talking other relevant things to that. That, you know, it's this is a year to be wary of that, and there's plenty of things being set up. And just look around you. There's the 5G cylinders being put on the telephone poles. You need to, tomorrow you need to go out and start looking for these things because they're everywhere. They're popping up like mushrooms. And this is all about the takeover of the world. You know, and then you got all the buildings, the new tall buildings with the geometric shapes. Yeah, all those buildings with pyramids on top and the usual shapes. They're all energy weapons. They're going to be turned into energy weapons. Wow. But at the same time, you know, our biggest problem is ourselves. We have a population that's unresponsive. It's an epidemic proportion. You know, I'm out there on Twitter. I do other things to get people's attention, and I try to encourage people, because I'm in New York, to come to New York, and let's start, for those who are willing to do something as opposed to just dreaming about it, actions need to be taken to stop some of these things going on that government is just not going to get involved in, like chemtrails. You know, the media has been fully controlled. They'll never talk about chemtrails on a big broadcasting basis. And all the information, private citizens, we all figured it out already, what's going on. Poisoning of the air. In fact, chemtrails are creating a global warming situation. And everybody wants to talk about global warming, you know, out there, and they all fail to mention chemtrails, and here's the real problem. Okay, the chemtrails have to be stopped. Every day they're spraying more poison, destroying the Earth more. And I told you, ETs are behind this 12th planet. They don't mind destroying the Earth. It's not their planet. Get the message? Now it all makes sense. How could people be doing this? Well, they're being controlled by creatures from another planet that their allegiance is to their own planet. We're just a conquest planet. And all this stuff started a long time ago, and it's in the final stages now. And 2018 looks like they're going to try their world takeover now. So we need to start getting ready for this. We need to get off the couch. Yeah, tell Mr. Potato to get off the couch and get out there. And I'm asking people to come to New York. You know, you need to get in contact with me. You could probably info to get in contact with me. Hey, it's on the radio show profile. No problem at all. But if you're concerned about doing something, you're really willing to physically do something. We have to do something to stop these chemtrails. I'm an inventive person. I've got several plans to do this, but it requires people getting together. We have to talk about strategies, and we got to do it face to face. Nobody's going to do this for us. Hey, you have personal connections with the Pleiadians. Yes, them, they're here helping us, but they're doing more than their share already. They've got the 5G ready for us to jump into. But, you know, you're not going to be able to jump in it that easy when you're sitting back and allowing the world governments to kill you slowly, cook you with microwaves, and take over your food supply, so only GMO products they force you to eat. And GMOs, that's another plan. You be eating GMO food. Don't let your kids do it, because they're going to be sterilization of the human race. It's been put into the GMO food already. It's there. Human body has great ability to repair itself. And unfortunately, most of us are still stuck with the 2 12-strand DNA. Pleiadians listening, please get us back that 12-strand. They tell us that, well, it's our responsibility to do that. Well, now it's really getting rough. And we have an unresponsive population. People don't respond, you know. And part of that is cell phone technology. You know, people don't communicate on face-to-face level anymore. They just do everything with texting. It's an easy way out. You know, you want to avoid situations. Well, I won't return that phone call. I'll just text the person. Can't make it later. And easy way out. So I'm putting it out there. Hey, you really want to, you're bold enough to get out there and really do something to help stop this takeover for our world, because it's in the process now and it won't be long. This is the year of the takeover, supposedly. You need to get in touch with people like me who have strategies. You know, strategies, that's what the game of chess teaches you. When you got a tough opponent, and we have some tough opponents, the whole world's under the control of the dark side. All the governments are under the control. Our Congress is under the control of the dark side. The only way you can beat real powerful opponents is with strategies. I'm a strategist. I claim to be one of the best. You know, I've been playing chess a long time, and that's how you learn strategies. It's not the thing about how good a game of chess I can play. The purpose of learning to play the game of chess is learning about strategies and learning how to invent them and then applying that to real life. And that's what we need now, strategies to turn the tide in the right direction so we can all jump on the light craft into the fifth dimension, and then we don't have to worry about dying anymore. How about that? I mean, that's the beauty of once you get out of physical reality. It's eternal existence. And then you transverse all the time in the world, because there is no time in 5D. And it's eternity. And you just do things and you learn and you go climb up the dimensions, and eventually you get to be pure spirit. Millennia down the road. So, you know, infinitesimal amount of time. But there is no time, so there's all the time in the world, as the saying goes. Anyhow, talk about time. We're running out of time on this show. And before I go, I just want to remind people that, look, I've got two great albums out there. Yeah, I am a singer-songwriter. I've been doing it for a long time. And there's really good messages in my songs, my tunes. They're easy to listen to. They're entertaining. And they're well put together songs, and I only record original songs because they are a representation of my thinking, my ability to communicate on a musical level. If you got a pencil and paper, just write it down. CD Baby, like, you know, CD Charlie Dog, CD Baby Music Store. And then you can punch in my name, Tom Edison. That's right. Tom Edison, the man who several times already ran for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. I'm doing it again in 2020. In order for me to really win an election like that, I need a big support team. But I found in the last two elections, people are just unresponsive. You know, they say, oh, yeah, I wish you luck. And but they don't want to do anything. You know, a few people, they hear you're running for president, they'll open up the wallet, and like, oh, here's $10. That's great, wonderful, but one or two people here is not enough. You know, I still need a certain amount of money out there to do this, but at least I've got the solutions to all the problems, and that's the reason I'm running again for president, because I have the solutions to all the problems. Solutions are easy for people who know how to solve problems, and I'm good at it. So anyhow, CD Baby Music Store, be supportive of somebody who's trying to be supportive of the whole human race evolving, and that's me, Tom Edison. You get the CD Baby Music Store, punch in my name, it's simple, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N. You might have to put a space between the two names, because that's how I usually list it. I don't list it like an email site. And you get to listen, you got 29 seconds to listen to every one of my songs, and I'm sure you'll find a couple that you like. I can use all the support I can get, because the more support I get, the more I'll get out there on a bigger level, And I claim I'm the only guy who knows the way out of this mess, because I don't see anybody else offering anything. And forget about the politicians. You know, they're all liars, pretty much. All right, listen, got to go. Time is running out for the show, so I'm going to do the countdown. You get to listen to end of a great lead guitar part, end of one of my songs, and then the full song, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's been on the charts here in New York for 32 weeks, I think. I lost count. It's been on there so long. So anyhow, I'm doing the countdown. You ready, Mr. Engineer? Here we go. Tell your friends to listen next week, every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Name of the show is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. I'm doing the countdown and getting out of here. Have a good weekend, and tune in next week. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here it goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas.